Yeah, thanks, Rick. I was just thinking about is there a way, and maybe not, but like all of the wasted filament that you guys are talking about, you know, I see that quite a bit. I had actually 3 failed prints because my filament just got tangled on the spool, and you just think about how much that wastes. Is that, I wonder if there's a way to like melt that down and turn it back into a filament again that you can use. Seems like that would be possible if it can be melted again and then just formed back into a 3D printer filament. I had thought about, instead of doing multicolor stuff, just getting some of the filament that's multicolor. You know, it's like got all the different shades of gray or metallic or colors to it. I've seen a lot of that stuff at like craft shows and card shows where people 3D print dragons or different things that just kind of look like they're multiple colors, but I think they just use like a multicolored filament for it. Anyways, I'll turn it over to you, Ron, KC8YVF, KD8ABN.
Well, I have some of that filament. I've printed some of the dragons and such for the grandkids. And yeah, that works out pretty good on any of those. I printed PLA, PETG, ABS, the carbon fiber stuff, ASA. I'm going to probably get into some nylon. I want to experiment with that because I've got an enclosed printer, plus I added a chamber heater to it and filtration system internal into it, which are automatic. They kick on when they get to a certain temperature level and that. But yeah, you can do that with the color. And yeah, I'm looking at a tool changer too. Waiting to see what they're going to have for Christmas. After that, I'm looking basically at probably the Snapmaker U1 being kind of the least expensive. I wanted to kind of stay in the bamboo architecture, but it looks like their next printer coming out in November, rumored, is going to be a 10-head tool changer. I don't need 10 heads, and rumored price is going to be upwards around $3,500 to $4,000. So that's fine if you're running a print shop, but it's not a consumer-level printer. And yeah, if you get into the two changers, you waste very little color in that. But you're talking about there is a way to melt down your prints or your used filament, basically, and remelt it. There are actually some commercial devices out there. So if you have a lot of it, if you're in a let me break. If you have, you know, a print farm as such and have a lot of waste, then it's advantageous to do that for a consumer single printer type thing. Not so much because they're quite costly. But it basically grinds down any old filament that you have, and then it will heat it, extrude it, and roll it back up onto a roll. So you got to sort it and all that, so all the PETGs together and all the, you know, PLAs together, so you're not mixing them and things like that. So there is a way if you have the will to do it. Back out over to you, Rick, KC8YVF.
Oh, very good there, Ron. Yeah. My 12-year-old grandson, for his science fair project, that's what he had done. He had developed a tool to go ahead and chop up the filament, to run it through a heater, to extrude it out into something that was reusable. He got good grades for the concept and everything else. The actual thing didn't quite work the way he was hoping it would work, but that's more for him to work at for refinement. He's only 12, so he's doing good. He's heading the right direction. So yes, there is a ton of different 3D printers out there in the market right now. And the reason I stuck with Prusa at the beginning was because they're the only one that had the support that you needed up front. There was no Bamboo Lab or anything of that nature. Bamboo Lab, as far as a pickup plug-and-play printer, you couldn't ask for almost anything better. When I got started, everything was a manual setting to get it to work. You had to get your Z height just right, etc., in order to get the extrusion right. Now with load cells in them and everything else, it's just so much easier to get everything right. So it's come a long ways. The little Prusa Mini I got was a lot of work getting it figured out and so forth. And I went through some filament getting it figured out. Little frustration and everything else, but in the end, that's the learning curve, and that's what you got to do. And it'll be the same way with other things. You'll get picked up on and so forth that you're going to have to go through that learning curve. So, but you find something, you try it. I've had anti-cubic and so forth that I ended up giving to my grandson, and it worked great, worked good, it was almost a plug and play, but they all have their little glitches and little problems. You just got to figure it out.
Yeah, I found the glitches and problems usually are the guy at the keyboard. That's my problem. Not setting things right. But I hear you. It's fun. It's one of those kind of hobbyist things. But I was wondering if these machines that you guys are talking about that do melt it down, like, I wonder if you could create some kind of a kiosk, like in a mall or somewhere, where you just, people can come and just dump their filament into it and then, pay $5 and get it to spit out a short reel or something. Still cheaper than buying a full reel of your own stuff, but maybe the profit margins aren't there. Who knows? Anyways, I gotta get going. My daughter's about ready to walk out, so it was a pleasure chatting with both of you. I'll listen for one more round, and then I'll be out. KC8YVF, KD8VOA. This is KD8ABA.
All right, Aaron, good to hear you in here and back on the air again. Good to see you at the anniversary party there. Hopefully you enjoyed yourself in that regard. And, most of the things that got screwed up on my printer was me, the user error. Couple of things, I have a prime tower on the back and doing multicolor, you got a prime tower, and I pulled off the last print, forgot to pull the prime tower off. So I start the next print, and all of a sudden I'm getting errors and all that. I go down, and it's kind of like, you idiot, you didn't take the prime tower off, so the head's colliding with the prime tower, and you get errors in that, or some other thing, run out of filament or something in that regard. But yeah, when I bought the bamboo that, Rick asked me originally when I was asking Fred and Rick, a few other guys, they said, well, what do you want it to do? I said, well, anything and everything. I want a toaster, basically. And that's what it's been, actually. It's been very good. I've ran into very little issues, a couple of issues with the printer that were easily solved. Really no learning curve, nothing. It's my first print came out perfect, and everybody starts out with the little boat, and I didn't. I started out with things much more complex, and it came out very well. So I'm pleased with it. It's been fine, and like I said, I may add to the farm. I just don't know where to put it. I'm running out of space in the basement to add anything more. So between ham radio gear, my music gear, my shop, and the 3D printer, everything's pretty well taken up. So, 73 of you, Aaron. I'll turn it back over to Rick here. Have a good night. We'll talk to you later. And Rick, over to you.
Oh, very good, Ron. Very good. Yeah, it was started off kind of a wet day today. I haven't checked the rain gauge since the morning rain. But I had a half inch of the gauge this morning. So I had a little bit less than what you had last night on your report last night. But I think I had 0.42. And so with that, roughly in the last 2 days, we've had almost an inch of rain. So we're moving along there. The ground's greening up and growing fast from what I can see. I'm going to be having to cut it the first break with the weather.